Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hey, look, it's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kid.
I've grown a lot over the years. I don't think I'm as petty as I used to be. Maybe you laugh
no,
at that notion.
I mostly agree with that. There's some things, obviously, where it's never going
to
die.
But yeah, and when I say I've grown a lot, I mean I've been medicated to the point where I shouldn't be able to say my own name. And yet, here I am.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot!
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Yeah.
Penetrate your ear hole. Ew. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
We are live at Hollywood Casino Columbus in the sports book. Stop on by and see us. We have Bengals tonight. We have a Swedish NHL game going on right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an NHL game in Sweden. So it's not like the Swedish NHL. I don't know if there is such a thing, but
I
there
bet
is.
You they have some sort of professional league in Sweden.
I'm just saying they don't call it like Swedish NFL, like NFL Europe. It's their own league. It's probably the Swedish HL.
My idea whatever that of stands for. Sweden, I've not been there. I'm sure many of you have, or some of you have. It's just everybody's sitting there with long, braided blonde hair and lederhosen.
Lederhosen?
And eating a...
I don't think that's Sweden, buddy.
Is that Switzerland?
I think that's Switzerland. That's what you're thinking of there. Yeah. Sweden's Nordic. It's all up icy country.
It's by Norway.
Yeah. Finland, Norway, Sweden, all right there.
Jarmo was banging in Sweden, I'm sure, at some point.
To me, those three countries all look like fingers. Three fingers of cold. That's what what I see when I see Sweden. My dad, his grandmother... Nope, great-grandmother. Came over from Sweden.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
This is one way to start off the show, I'll tell you. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is Would You Rather Thursday. You can tweet us at manandbone971. You can text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. We have Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg coming up at 334. We have Degenerate T-Bone in T-Bone's Degenerate Church.
Yeah, that's
coming
right.
up at 448. Right. And, of course, Would You Rather all day. Buckeyes beat Merrimack last night, 76-52. I'm curious to get your thoughts on the game last night because, you know, you look at the final score. It's about what you expected from a game like this. It was a little hairy there in the first half. It was a close game at halftime. Second half comes around, and the Buckeyes do what they should do, which is, you know, dominate because you have better talent on your team. But, look, I know it's early. I get it. I know that we didn't see last night what I think we're going to see night in, night out from Bruce Thornton, who I think is going to be your best player. But once this team gets in the Big Ten schedule, I mean, if they look like they've looked for the first three games of the season, I can't see this team as a 20-something win basketball team right now. Can you?
No. I will tell you, watching this game... I'm sitting there early second half. There is a possession where we give up the ball. I want to say off a Jamison Battle turnover, if I'm not mistaken. Merrimack goes down the floor, length of the floor. Guy drives the rim, and I forget who was trailing on the play for the Buckeyes, but he kind of, you know, got in his face as he's in the air, made him adjust his shot, and he missed the layup. If he had hit that layup, there, Merrimack would only have been down two in the second half to the Buckeyes. Now, after that possession, Buckeyes kind of got a little momentum. They got a couple stops, and then suddenly they're up 10. And
as you expect to see.
They kind of pulled away. But you cannot expect, with the way that this team plays offensively right now. And again, it's early. They got a lot of season left to figure this out, I hope. But just judging what we saw last night, this is an offense that, again, looks like a lot of what we see with the Holt man, which is a stagnant offense, doesn't seem to know what to do for large portions of the game, especially with the zone. And then in the second half, superior athletes made some plays. You're going to have better players than Merrimack is, especially once you get past the starting five. And then Ohio State was able to kind of get some of those plays to go their way. The Merrimack missed some shots. And, yeah, suddenly now it's a big, wide-open game, and you win it big. But I don't – that does not – portend well for the future if you're going to go
portend.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to use that word. I'm just saying, I don't think that's good when you go up against Big Ten teams that have equal talent or better talent than you and better coaching. And I don't think the way that this offense last night was running, that's to me not going to be very effective. I know they're not going to see a ton of zone this year, but it doesn't matter. Like, this offense just to me looked like it had no clue at times, and that's frustrating.
Bengals at the Ravens tonight, huge game for both teams. We're going to have the game on 1460 ESPN and the Fans HD2. When I checked right before I sat down, the Bengals were 3.5-point dogs. No T. Higgins. Trey Hendrickson will play. Sam Hubbard will not, I believe. This is a huge game, man. I mean, obviously, both these teams are coming off losses. They expected to be victories last week. I actually put a little action on this game today, Boner.
Oh, did you?
You know, I'm not the action type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's the porn pad.
Yeah, you're a fan of that action, I know.
But meaning the government, threw some bonus bets in my app today.
Uh-huh.
And so I had just some free bets, so I decided to put some money on today.
Oh, so what did you go with?
Unfortunately, I took the Ravens to cover the 3.5 tonight.
Yeah.
That's where I am.
Well, I think This is fascinating, because I was talking with Matty Ice today, who is our resident Ravens fan at the station, because I am of the opinion that this game, when you look at what these two defenses did last week, I am of the opinion that you are going to see some points in this game. I don't think the Bengals defense is playing as well as it could. Gave up 500-plus yards to the Texans. And C.J. Stroud, who is playing really well.
But he is playing really well.
He had guys wide open
down the field.
So that would be concerning if I'm a Bengals fan going against the Ravens. Now, concurrently, the Ravens' defense on paper is really, really good. But you saw what the Browns were able to do in the second half of that game. And now we know that the guy who was at least in part responsible for some of that was Deshaun Watson, who had a broken globular, whatever it was, or something in his shoulder. A high ankle sprain. Who knows how he was getting through that game, but he was. That gives me some thought that perhaps this Ravens defense, as good as it is statistically, you go look at the quarterbacks they have faced. It's been a lot of backup quarterbacks. It's been a lot of, like, Joe Burrow, ouchie. It's been, like, C.J. Stroud's first game, not the ones he's playing now. Like, they have a lot of good numbers, and they've dominated some teams that have not really been great quarterbacks. So Joe Burrow healthy, we think, in this game should mean you're going to see a little bit more scoring, I would think, on that side too. So I thought the over was a solid look there. I think it's 46.5. Matt Hayes and I were talking, and he is the complete opposite and said, no, this is going to be like 17-13. This is going to be a slugfest in the AFC North.
All right.
Maybe he's right. I mean, he knows his Ravens, obviously. He's a huge fan of that team, but I kind of feel like it's going to be more of a track meet.
Browns, of course, will start Dorian Thompson-Robinson this week. I saw some quotes from Stefanski yesterday saying that it's going to make all the difference in the world to give him a full week of practice. Obviously, the last time he started, it was, last minute. They thought Deshaun Watson was going to go. So unless someone drops in your lap because they hit the waiver wire, and I saw some conspiracy theories about that today where, normally the Raiders wouldn't even bother putting a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo on waivers because no one would touch him and that salary. However, maybe the Browns let it be known that if he hits that waiver wire, they will touch him. They will go get a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo. Does that make you that much better? I have no idea. He'll probably be dead in about 2 seconds because he's oft injured.
Right.
I saw Gronk on his podcast say Mac Jones should walk right into the office and say, I want my release, and then sign with the Cleveland Browns. Look, he may wind up being marginally better than P.J. Walker or Dorian Thompson-Robinson, but Mac Jones also sucks. None of these options are good for you right now. If this Browns team is going to do anything, it's not because of any jabron they pick up off the waiver wire. It's because this defense is that much better than everybody else, and they can run the football.
Yeah, but I think that's the... Because this defense is so good, if this defense was middle of the pack or, you know, bottom 10, then nobody would even be talking like this. It would just say, well, there's another lost season for the Browns. That's too bad. Instead, because you know this defense has... I mean, it's potentially a Super Bowl caliber defense that they have. That is frustrating when you know that if you had a quarterback who doesn't turn the football over and can just, you know, move the offense occasionally, not necessarily going to lead you on a big fourth quarter comeback, not going to be the guy who just throws for 400 yards, but a guy who can manage the game, keep the chains moving occasionally, keep you in good spots, not take dumb penalties.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. That's not...
That's a possibility that if that guy could get you a touchdown all a game, right, that might be enough.
That guy this year is not Jimmy Garoppolo. He is turning the football over.
Yeah.
Mac Jones is turning the football over. Now, if like Ryan Tannehill hits the waiver wire, perhaps.
Yeah, right.
You see what's there for you. But what was his problem last playoff season?
He turned
the football over.
No, the reality is the timing of this injury being after the trade deadline hurts immensely too, because now there's not any options that would have been there for you are now mostly gone. You have to hope someone is put on waivers essentially or cut, and or you have to find someone who's retired or not currently on a roster that you can bring in. And none of those options are good. So I think what you have is a lot of people just looking at this saying, if they could do anything, what would it be? And everybody's trying to figure out what the best solution to that question would be. That doesn't mean it's an actually good suggestion or a good idea. So, yeah, you're right. None of these guys are going to probably save their season, but might be better than DTR. The only thing I'll add to that as a Browns fan is I would much rather see the rookie that you've drafted try to give him some chances to actually take your lumps for 2 or 3 weeks. He may suck for the first 2 or 3 weeks, but stick with him. Let him try to figure it out, and maybe by the end of December, you got a guy who's playing okay. You can hang around the playoff race, maybe sneak in, and suddenly he finds something. I don't know. Stranger things have happened, but you got to. I think that's your best option as opposed to trying to convince, I don't know, Mac Jones to, or the you know, Patriots to drop him or trade him. No, I don't think that's likely. And
well, you can't trade him now. I mean,
we're not trade him, right? Yeah, you have to cut him, right? I'm just saying, I don't think those options are any better. I'd rather just take my risk with the guy you've got, where you don't have to give up anything. He's already in the building.
Jackets and Coyotes tonight over at Nationwide. Coverage starts at 6:30. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. We're not going to spend a ton of time on this game because, quite frankly, I don't want to. But we had Rimmer on yesterday. And now even the Jackets are so dumb, they're even fooling Rimmer.
Oh, yeah.
Because normally Rimmer is tuned in to their stupidity. Yet we asked him yesterday. Rozovic broke his ankle 4 to 6 weeks. Who are they going to call up from Cleveland? I think it's going to be Kent Johnson, would make all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, and also, you had the Bemstrom thing, right, where Bemstrom gets put on waivers. And
no one wanted his sorry ass. He cleared waivers. He's in Cleveland right now.
Right, but that cleared a spot, so everybody was wondering, all right, well, who's going to replace Bemstrom up here?
Yes, all right, you have a spot is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And Rimmer had the logical answer, Kent Johnson. Well, the Jackets didn't do the logical thing. They called up Trey Fix-Wolanski today because, of course, they did. Of course,
because
they
you know why? Because the Jackets are smarter than you, Mike.
Jackets being Jackets.
You couldn't just. I mean, you've invested a top five pick in this guy, right?
No,
in Kent
fine.
Johnson. You
damaged.
Do you want to just go ahead and just write him off and pretend like he doesn't exist? You'll give Emil Bemstrom every chance in the books. When was Bemstrom drafted, by the way? Before they finally chose to cut bait, wasn't it like pick 199 or something like that? Am I wrong? I don't think he was a first round pick. I'm saying like they've given him countless opportunities. A guy like Trey Fix-Wolanski is going to come up here and get another chance. But you have a first-round, top-five pick in Kent Johnson, who right now they're saying, well, he doesn't play fast enough. All right, that's his game. That's what you drafted. You better learn to figure it out with him because he's somebody that you've got right now that's a great asset as a top-five pick. And if he's not, then you got to know that too.
Even if he's suspended, Jim Harbaugh may still be on your TV on Saturday. I'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers. If you're traveling eastbound US 33 after Gender Road, watch out for an accident on the right shoulder, and things are moving real slow eastbound I-70 on the west side between Mount Street and 315. This report is sponsored by Bob Evans Restaurants. When you gather together this year, let Bob Evans give you more time to celebrate with a premium farmhouse feast. Just heat, serve, and enjoy. Bob Evans will make the meal. You make the memories. Order yours now at BobEvans.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. We are live out at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Me and Bone and Jen Winters is here too.
That's right.
Put your microphone on for a second. I know you're texting your boyfriend over there. Hey,
no,
she's married.
I was putting up an Instagram story.
She has breaking news. On it.
Are you aware that if the Cincinnati Bengals win tonight,
yes,
your football team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, will be in first place?
I am very well aware of that. Right. Thank you very much.
I assume that's what you're rooting for tonight, the Bengals to win.
Actually, no.
Why?
Because I like it when they lose.
You like it when the Bengals lose?
But they can help you.
But they would help
your team. It makes my Bengals friends sad.
Okay. But you don't.
So this is what I like about Jen. This is why Jen and I are friends. Is because she cares more about the misery of other people than her own happiness.
That's correct. Yeah. I respect that, Jen.
Yeah.
I do get that. Uh-huh. I also would not root for teams that I hate.
Yeah.
But the only team I wouldn't root for in that scenario is your Steelers.
I know that.
Like, if it was my team in that position, I would root for the Steelers.
You should hate both of them.
Still to lose.
Yeah. Guess what? I don't care.
Wow.
I'm just happy.
You do care. Will you stop it?
I'm just happy to be here, and also go Bobcats.
Oh, God.
Victory Thursday.
Oh, they won last night?
Yeah, I'm action.
Oh, they played last night?
Okay. I didn't see it. I'm gone now. Bye.
Which sport?
Football.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. It's basketball season, too.
ESPN,
I don't know.
I was watching Merrimack. Ohio State and Merrimack.
Yeah,
and then they had some good kitchen stuff on QVC last night.
Sorry, Buckeye basketball. Maction is number one in my heart.
All right. Okay. Well, tonight, I mean, we're talking about Bengals and Ravens. Everybody knows the big game, Jackets and Coyotes.
Oh, yeah.
The entire world. We actually didn't talk about this yesterday. That I guess the NHL was sniffing around Ohio Stadium for a potential outdoor game.
Yeah.
Gene was there like the crying Indian statue, just weeping. My plumbing can't handle it.
No. Well, I mean, I think it's not a coincidence that Gene is on his way out and suddenly this is happening. It was pointed out to me by someone in the know that perhaps this is happening as well because this weekend, I believe this is an NBC game this weekend, correct?
What's an NBC game?
The Buckeye game against Minnesota.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's
97.1 The Fan.
That's
game.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
Well, in either case, because of this partnership with the Big Ten that NBC now has, the thought is perhaps that's gotten them to say, hey, since we're going to be out there anyway, we should do a feasibility study on if we could host one of these games because we have our partnership with the NHL. And so that's kind of helped get the ball rolling a little bit.
What's the feasibility study? What does that mean?
You know what it is. Can we get plumbing to work? Is it going to be able to handle a bunch of people? I don't know what the logic is, honestly.
Can I tell you seriously what the answer is with the damn plumbing? Leave the plumbing on.
That's
the answer.
That's right.
Okay? Yeah. Because they're cheap over there, and when the season's over, they turn the plumbing off.
Right.
And they don't want to turn it back on. They blow out the lines. I hate that term, but that's what they do.
Blow out the lines. Yeah.
If they leave the damn plumbing on, yes, perhaps make some upgrades on the 100-year-old pipes that exist there. You won't have any problems.
Wow. We just got some breaking news here, Mike. I'm sorry.
We must have, because Fish just walked over here.
There's some news on the Michigan front.
What is it?
It's from our guy. You know what? we're going to be talking to the guy who broke this news in precisely, like, I don't know, 8 minutes.
Adam Rittenberg's coming up next segment.
Here's a tweet he just sent out. Michigan and the Big Ten agree to resolve their litigation, and Jim Harbaugh will accept the remaining 2 games of the suspension.
How is that possible?
Which means
How is
Jim
that
Harbaugh
possible?
Will not be on the sidelines for the OSU-Michigan game.
I thought that Ward Manuel and Harbaugh and Santa, their school president, they were just railroaded by the Big Ten.
Well,
due process is what we need. You have no evidence whatsoever.
This is totally what you do when you're not guilty.
What's that?
The statement from Michigan says, this morning, the university, Coach Harbaugh, and the Big Ten resolved their pending litigation. The conference agreed to close its investigation, and the university and Coach Harbaugh agreed to accept the 3-game suspension. Because, you know, if you're
so
innocent... The NCAA
didn't close an investigation.
No, they didn't. That's still happening. But basically what that tells me is you're basically saying... Okay, we don't want to get this any further down the road. You've already got the 3-game suspension. We don't know if it's going to win in court. And we're kind of worried about what you will find if you keep on going.
Wasn't the judge they got for tomorrow like a Michigan season ticket holder or something, too?
Yeah, well...
Something like that, where he had some sort of connection to Michigan.
That, and there was... I know there was a judge that at one point was rumored to be on the case that was oversaw Connor Stallion's HOA dispute that he had... where he was selling the vacuums on Amazon,
right,
and the HOA complained about it. In either case, that's significant breaking news. So now, I don't know what Adam King's going to do tomorrow. Or was
he's
that...
Because he's going to show off his ankles.
I know, but he was going to be up in Ann Arbor to cover this court
he's
case.
He's going to roll around with the old Chinese woman. Start more fires in the kitchen.
Adam King from 10TV,
single-handedly burned down the Hunan Lion on Bethel Road.
And why do you say that?
Because
please explain this joke.
Because he smells exactly like the woman who works there, and I'm convinced
they have the same perfume cologne.
He says it's a man's cologne. It's not. I'm telling you, it rubbed off on King while they were rolling around in the back. They left some burner on, and now that's why I can't get Chinese food on Wednesday nights
because
Adam King and his. Horny level for
Listen,
Chinese lady.
Adam King is irresistible. I actually think that you're underselling how much he attracted this lady who was just trying to do her job, and suddenly she's like, I can't resist
him. Let me pay off on my tease, please.
Can't resist.
All right, Fish is screaming at me. Mentally.
Mentally screaming.
Telepathically.
Mm-hmm.
So
are Jenny, all of our listeners,
Jenny Taft, Fox reporter, was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday. She said that Fox wanted to do a thing where they interview Harbaugh during the Penn State game. All right, even though he wasn't there, they want to interview him during the game and have like a Harbaugh cam. Michigan said no because they were still waiting to see if Harbaugh would be on the sidelines. They didn't want to agree to anything.
Yeah.
Jenny Taft, though, is convinced that if it's predetermined that he's not going to be coaching against Maryland and he's not going to be coaching against Ohio State, well, wait a second, that Michigan would agree to it and put Harbaugh on TV. I guarantee you, without knowing... Okay, I guarantee you one of the little bullet points when the Big Ten said, okay, Michigan, we agree to disagree, we're going to all drop this, right, is that Jim Harbaugh will not be on Fox.
Oh, really?
I'm quite sure the Big Ten said he will not be on TV. We agree to that, right?
That's very interesting. Yeah, I mean, I would think that makes sense because I would think the Big Ten would say that's part of your punishment. You don't get to go out there and recruit for 3 hours.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Then again, I don't know what's going on.
But who knows, man? I mean, it's we'll have to find out more from Adam Rittenberg. Good thing we're going to talk to him next.
Around the Big Ten with our guy, Adam Rittenberg. He is breaking news left and right, and for some reason he is going to stop all of that and talk to us next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to find a 5-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 315. And there's a disabled vehicle on the off-ramp to Mound Street on westbound I-70 on the west side. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credit and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Every single Thursday this year time, we go around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Adam.
Hello. How we doing, guys?
Well, we're doing great. We just got some breaking news about 10 minutes ago where Michigan and Jim Harbaugh have agreed that he will sit out the remaining two games of the regular season in exchange for dropping litigation and closing the Big Ten investigation. How surprised are you that we're here? Because, you know, from everything we've heard this week, it's, you know, Michigan was ready to die on this hill of righteousness, and Jim Harbaugh was going to try and dazzle the judge on Friday like Marissa Tomei and My Cousin Vinny. So how surprised are you that we're here right now?
And he would talk about the all the UTC coaches.
That's right.
I think stunning is the word because of how much Michigan had dug in. But I will say that with a caveat. This is an ongoing investigation. And what happens in an investigation? New information is uncovered. New information is communicated. And while I don't have confirmation of that, my strong suspicion is that more things came out this week that were communicated between the Big Ten, the NCAA, and the University of Michigan that led to today's announcement. Because why else would, given what's happening, I mean, now Jim Harbaugh will not be on the sideline, we can say it, for the Michigan-Ohio State game, the biggest game of the season in college football, as long as these teams don't screw up this week, Jim Harbaugh will not be on the sideline for that game. So clearly something shifted, new information that probably wasn't good for Harbaugh or Michigan, even though the statement confirmed that no evidence has directly pointed to Harbaugh in the sign-stealing scandal.
Well, that's what I find to be very interesting, Adam, because it's the game, obviously, but it's also, if I'm not mistaken, Michigan's 1,000th victory if they were to beat Maryland this
weekend.
Harbaugh's
1,000th victory.
No, Michigan's.
Oh, Michigan's.
Harbaugh's. Yes, Harbaugh's.
That's right.
That'd be amazing if it was Harbaugh's.
That would be amazing.
No, but they're like, that's a huge moment. They'd be the first college football team to ever do that. He's willingly sitting out not just the Michigan game, but also that tremendous achievement, possibly. So that leads you to believe there's something bigger here. Does that do anything to the NCAA investigation, though, Adam?
No. I mean, the NCAA investigation was always proceeding as such. However, maybe this will be looked at when it's time to impose infractions from the NCAA side, like a self-imposed penalty. I mean, that's exactly what happened this summer, if you guys recall. It looked like Harbaugh was headed towards a negotiated resolution with the NCAA. They couldn't get there, and he wanted to talk about it. I asked him about it at Big Ten Media Day, and he wanted to talk about it, and he didn't. And then we find out that Harbaugh, that Michigan self-imposed the three-game suspension going into the year. So that's only done as a proactive, preemptive measure if you think you're going to get hammered by the NCAA. So I'm curious how the NCAA, when all is said and done, will view what happened in the last, six, seven days, where Michigan obviously was ready to fight this and now is ready to accept it and try to move on, probably mindful that this case against the school is not very good for them.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg here on The Fan. So with that being said now, do you look at, the matchup a week from now? And as you said, as long as these two teams don't screw it up, we know what this matchup's going to be. And even for Ryan Day, even without Jim Harbaugh there, Ryan Day needs to get the monkey off his back. He's lost two straight games to Michigan. Does this drastically change what Michigan does? Or the fact that Harbaugh's going to be around during the week, it really doesn't do anything?
You know, it's interesting. How important is a coach on game day? It's sort of that bigger question. I think some coaches are more important than others. Certainly, Michigan would prefer to have Jim on the sideline. You know, he's a tremendous football mind, and he's a great motivator, and the players love him. But to your point, he's still going to be involved in the game planning. He's still going to be able to make personnel decisions going into the game and really outline a roadmap for Sherrone Moore and Jesse Minter and the rest of that staff to coach the team on game day. But, you know, he isn't there, and Ryan Day is, and you have to give the Buckeyes an advantage in that sense. I mean, you know, not to throw somebody under the bus, but, like, I kind of wonder what would happen if Penn State coached without James Franklin on the sideline. Maybe they'd do better, because it just feels like there's a lot of mistakes made on game day, you know, whether it's him or others. It's hard to quantify how much a head coach, you know, truly matters on game day when they're still around the team for all the other elements. And Jim obviously will be able to do that. However, not being there on game day is certainly, it's another layer to what's going to be a very big and strange and incredible day in Ann Arbor.
I will say, I mean, the only way I feel like reading this as a Buckeye fan is, there you go, they've admitted guilt by doing this, which I know that's not what their spin is up in Ann Arbor. What would the case be in your mind if you're in Ann Arbor right now and you're trying to make that case for Michigan as to the boosters, the people, the fan base who have been so vocal saying, we stand behind our university, and then this comes out, what case are they probably going to have to make to their, you know, alumni to try to sell this as, no, this is not us admitting anything?
Well, I think it's a hard case to make, other than to say, listen, guys, this is a fluid situation, and as more information emerges, we have to make decisions that are in the best interest of our program, not just in the current season, but long term. I think that's all you can say, other than divulging what was communicated. And certainly, as soon as we get off this call, I'm going to make some calls and see if I can find out exactly what happened here. Because, again, you know, the Michigan position, I mean, Ward Manuel never weighs in on anything. I like Ward personally, but he's not exactly Gene Smith when it comes to speaking out and making statements and so forth. I mean, that statement was scorched earth last week that the Ward Manuel put out, their athletic director. And now, it's changed. And Santaono and Jim Harbaugh and the university and obviously the legal documents that we were able to see about Michigan's position and what they were going to argue in the hearing on Friday. So it's very interesting to see this development now, especially, you know, less than 24 hours before that hearing was scheduled in Washtenaw County, right in Ann Arbor.
It saddens me that we're preventing you from breaking more news, knowing that you talking to us is right, preventing the world from getting more news. But you brought up James Franklin, so I'm gonna end with him. I think the stat is 3-18 against AP top tens, and you know, we know they felt like they had to keep him because there were rumblings he was gonna go to USC and take that job when Lincoln Riley eventually went there. But I mean, you can't skate around this. That offense is terrible. I made the joke that Brian Ferentz was calling plays for that offense, and they can't get over the hump against good teams in this conference, let alone the non-conference schedule, good teams that they play. How warm is James Franklin's seat heading into this offseason?
Well, he's not warm because it's contractual. He's going to be back, and they've made a commitment to him. But I think next season is going to be very interesting to see, because, you know, not only do you have to contend with, you know, Ohio State and Michigan, but, you know, some of the new teams that are coming into the conference. You know, Penn State could at least say, hey, we're number three. Well, is that going to be the case going forward, guys? Are they going to be number three? Are they going to be number two? Are they going to be number five? You know, those things have to be evaluated, especially because, you know, they have talked so extensively, guys, about, you know, we got our alignment. We got the AD we wanted in Pat Kraft. You know, things that we're recruiting at a higher level, and they have a lot of talent on that team. It's almost like everything is set to win except for what happens on game day, when you get really two dud performances on offense. I didn't think Penn State was going to beat Ohio State one time in that game. I didn't think Penn State was going to beat Michigan one time in that game. I mean, I just never had that sense. I don't know if you guys did. And that's a problem when you're talking about a 10th-year coach at a program that aspires to compete nationally. They are clearly not there right now with James Franklin. And if they aren't soon, he's probably going to be out.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. We have the holiday next Thursday, but hopefully we can move you either Wednesday or Friday, whatever works for your schedule. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Appreciate you both. Thank you.
around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Are the Bengals playing mind games with Joe Burrow tonight? We'll talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Things are slow moving on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. Couple minute delay there. And southbound 71 on the north side between 17th Avenue and 5th Avenue also has slow traffic. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
We are live at Hollywood Casino Columbus. We're in the sports book. Stop on by and see us. We just talked to Adam Rittenberg, news breaking during the show today that Michigan has accepted the terms of Jim Harbaugh's two-game suspension. Now two-game suspension.
It was three.
It was three.
He was suspended for one.
Yeah.
And then he's going to now serve out the other two. So
the litigation goes away, so there's no court stuff tomorrow. No big I gotcha moment from Jim Harbaugh as he planned. In exchange for the Big Ten closing their investigation on Michigan. This does nothing with the NCAA investigation on Michigan. I assume they're still digging around and we will still find out what the hell's going on. But, you know, we were talking to Rittenberg about this. The only way this happens is if more information came out this week that we shared with Ward Manuel and President Santa over there at Michigan, where they said, this doesn't look good.
Well, they talked a big game, and I know a lot of the Michigan fans were very excited when they saw, I don't know what the name of the law firm is, it's Michigan's Elk and Elk, I'm guessing, I don't know, but some high-dollar law firm in Michigan that took this case and was going to be the defense for Michigan.
Oh, they're
going
to get it.
They're like, you watch
you
Big
wait.
Ten. And so those lawyers got a chance to look under the hood of all the details and said, you should settle. So you read that how you want to, neutral fan. Certainly not a bunch of Buckeye fans I'm talking to. But come on. I think any neutral party, let alone Buckeye fans, are going to see that and go, yeah, that doesn't look great for Michigan. It kind of looks like they're just going to have to take it. Like, they're just taking it from the Big Ten. And I saw Stuart Mandel had, this is a win-win for both parties. Big Ten gets to uphold their suspension. Michigan doesn't have anything further come out in discovery.
Not yet.
Imagine being called in a criminal trial. The defendant says, I did not do this. I'm not guilty. The judge says, you're guilty and you're going to jail. And then he says, I'm going to appeal. And then later he says, never mind, I'm not appealing. And someone come out and go, this is a win-win for both parties. No, the guy's going to jail. He's not appealing. He knows he can't win. That's what just happened with Jim Harbaugh.
There's no win for Michigan.
No, they got nothing out of this.
You're in the middle of an undefeated season. Your head coach is going to be suspended the final two games. You're right. Nothing else comes out in the discovery phase. You're right, because information never leaks out.
Well,
right?
And like you said, the NCAA's been driving this investigation
for
the Big Ten so far.
Their investigation's not over.
Yeah.
They're just getting started on their investigation. You've got Ward Manuel, as Rittenberg said. He's not normally a guy who comes out with strong opinions. That statement that he released earlier this week was scorched earth. So you know they didn't have the information they have in front of them now.
Right.
Or he wouldn't have put that out. I'm curious to see what it is. And you know what? I'm sure we will.
Well, the reality is, and Rittenberg hit at this when he was on with us, he's going to keep on digging. All these reporters, I guarantee you, every reporter who had something on this or had any type of, you know, feelers out there, any type of lifelines to try to find out what was going on in Ann Arbor, they've all picked up. All those phones are getting pinged left and right, and someone will get a detail that will emerge that will probably let us know Michigan found out some damning things that they did not want out there, and thus they decided it's not worth pursuing at this time. We've got to figure out what to do about the NCAA. And I bet you the next call that has been made after they called up the Big Ten and said, we'd like to settle, please, is they called up the NCAA and said, hey, remember that settlement we tried to work out last summer for Jim's other discretions? Can we work into something? I'm telling you there's at least an outside chance. This is my ignorant brain coming to conclusions that are probably wrong. I feel like there's an outside chance we get news that Jim Harbaugh eventually, not today, not in the next couple days, Jim Harbaugh may have coached his last game at Michigan. This may result in something
that's interesting,
where they get to a point where they say, we've called the NCAA to say, call off the dogs, we're going to punish him internally, he's going to resign. What would that do for your investigation? Would you like to then end your investigation? We didn't know it went this deep. We believed this guy. I wonder if that's, again, just my gut, knee-jerk reaction on this. That may be the next couple weeks in this little saga that we've been dealing with.
I also wonder if, you know, all the T-shirts and special jerseys, the Harbaugh against the world and Michigan against the world, all that, I wonder if that goes away this weekend.
Oh,
I wonder if the Big Ten, I mean, I know they want to do it still. They're still going to have that mindset. But
sure.
I wonder if the conference said, now here's what we're going to do. We'll stop our investigation of you. We're also going to lop your testicles off,
yeah,
essentially.
You're not going to have any shirts. You're not going to come out with any big statements. We're all on the same page now. We're all unified here.
You don't get to accept this punishment and then stand at a podium and talk about how we're the big, bad, evil and make us look stupid.
Yeah, that's, God. I promise you we have not heard the last of this.
Oh, no.
Before Saturday. You will hear probably some more interesting stuff come out between now and Saturday morning.
All right, Bengals and Ravens tonight. We're going to have it on 1460 ESPN because we have Jackets coverage tonight on Big Boy Fan. Apparently, there was a video that came out when the Bengals got to Baltimore last night of them arriving. And as they arrived, Joe Burrow had some sort of fingerless apparatus on his throwing hand. I didn't see it, but people are sort of describing it as some sort of protective something. He did not show up on the injury report all week. Now, we know that wouldn't be the first guy,
right,
who had a little something to not show up on the injury report, but, you know, this is his throwing hand. He was wearing something. You know, Florio had a little thing saying, maybe it's a fashion statement. Maybe it is. I have no. That's the new thing that's in, is oven mitts. I don't know. Maybe yeah. Joe Burrow was working on sliding head first in a second base, and he put one of those protective mitts on. I have no idea. But, you know, they don't want to let you. They deleted the video, by the way. They don't want to let you know that there's an issue. Maybe there is. Maybe there isn't. Could there be some gamesmanship here? I don't know. But if Joe Burrow's got a little problem with the throwing hand, this is a must-win game for really both of these teams. That would be a huge development.
Yeah, it would be, and makes me nervous because coming up in degenerate T-Bone, I've made some bold statements about how I think Joe Burrow is going to do. So we're going to find out if those hold true. But I'm not changing. I'm not buying the fake.
You're not buying it.
I think it's just. I think he just had a, maybe not a fashion statement, but just something for a therapeutic purposes, not for, you know, his hand hurts and he can't throw. Maybe just like this is a good luck charm or something like that. That's my hope.
Ryan Day with his radio show today. We'll hear from the coach coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident on eastbound 670 at 3rd Street, and there's about a 5-minute delay on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples holiday deals mean amazing savings for the holiday season. Right now, save 50% on custom holiday cards and invitations, as well as custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. Offer ends 12/16. Visit staples.com/print for more details. Have yourself a merry little holiday deal at Staples. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. Also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. We are live at Hollywood Casino Columbus. We're in the sports book. Stop on by and see us. The big news today is Michigan has settled their litigation with the Big Ten. And maybe you're saying, well, then they must have agreed to some sort of reduced suspension.
No.
Like Jim Harbaugh sits out this week, but then he's back against Ohio State. No. The punishment stands in exchange for the Big Ten closing their investigation. Now, what this means is you will not see any further punishment from the Big Ten. It does not mean this is closed with the NCAA. It does not mean that more information will not come out. It does not mean that this is it. I mean, you brought this up last segment, and I think it's worth discussing at least. Have we seen the last of Jim Harbaugh? Is this going to be it for him? Has he coached his last game?
Yeah, and let's be clear. There's nothing saying he can't coach. Yeah, I mean, I hate this. I hope it doesn't happen, but just trying to analyze the raw data here.
You're right. He can coach the Big Ten championship game.
If they make it to the Big Ten championship game, there's nothing saying he couldn't do that yet. And maybe that's part of what... I mean, if I'm Michigan, that's how I'm spinning it, is saying, yeah, we've got great coaches. Jim's a great coach. He can coach all week, every week, for the next 2 weeks. So nothing's really going to change other than on game day.
But something has changed.
No, I know. But Michigan can spin it as, we want to make sure he's there because we're confident we're going to beat Ohio State. We're confident we're going to be in the Big Ten championship game, and we want that vindication. We don't need to have these regular season wins. We're on to bigger and better things. We want him back. That's how they can spin it. But the other side to this is they were adamant that there was nothing and that the law was going to be on their side and that the judge was going to be on their side and everything was going to go their way and you're going to get your day in court. Jim was going to testify. Remember that? Harbaugh was going to take the stand and tell you what he knew and all that stuff.
Man, I bet the lawyers hated that.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
I watch all these Datelines and stuff, and they always say to the guy who probably killed the wife, hey, you're not a very likable person. We don't know what's going to come out of your mouth. So we'll make the case for you. You don't testify.
Right.
Sometimes they listen. Sometimes they don't. I guarantee you nobody at Michigan wants Jim Harbaugh to talk at this thing tomorrow.
No. Well,
and now he won't have to.
Nope. This is another thing where maybe they said, we can't guarantee that he won't get up there and do that, so let's also just settle to make sure that happens. But I do believe there's an outside chance. My personal feeling on this is that we will hear something come out eventually that the university... Because they're saying in their statement that they're continuing to cooperate with the NCAA investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're cooperating and the NCAA keeps showing you more and more things, Adam Rittenberg was on just half an hour ago. You can hear this, of course, wherever you get your podcast. Go back and listen to it if you missed it. He said he's going to get off the phone and go check, but he's 90% sure. I'm putting words in his mouth, but he was fairly confident that there had to be something that Michigan saw that made them go, okie dokie.
Oh, I think it's more than 90%.
I know. He didn't put a number on it.
Has to be. It's a guarantee. The evidence was handed to them this week they were not expecting, and that's why you have this decision today.
And they basically now, as all these people are calling it, Stuart Mandel calling it a win for Michigan.
It's not a win for Michigan.
No, it only is a win if you're like, they haven't found the bags of money and the pile of evidence that I've hidden, and I hope they never will. They're dropping their investigation, that means they won't find it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the Big Ten, if you're trying to make that happen and make this Big Ten thing go away because you want to have a Big Ten championship and you want to try to get on to a college football playoff, having this thing where you go in this legal battle and all this other stuff, it's not a great way to keep the focus on the actual on-field stuff. It's a great way to have a distraction for your team and possibly lose a game. So there's that aspect of it. I just feel like there's not a big way you can spin this if you're Michigan that doesn't make you look like
we
heard something that made us uncomfortable.
I am sure Michigan fans are devastated today. And I am asking this question not to be funny. I'm genuinely asking this question. Is Connor Stallions in protective custody?
No, I'm dead
serious. Because, you know, the Michigan fan has wrapped their head around this lone wolf, and he's the reason why we're in this, and nobody else knew anything. And I just wonder, just for his own safety, with other crazy Michigan fans that see this crumbling around them, I can see them saying, and that's the guy.
Oh,
that's the guy and his refurbished vacuum. I'm being serious now.
I know that, but I'm saying that that shouldn't. This is what I'm talking about. Like the way that this thing got out of, and I blame Michigan in part for the amount of
they stoked the fire.
Where this whole thing has gone to? It was literally the conference saying, "Hey, we think you were spying." Like it was with back in the summer. It was Jim. We saw you buying a cheeseburger for a recruit. And then it became like,
you're
defiling my integrity, and I will never let this injustice stand. And then they self-impose a three-game suspension because they realize, we got to get out in front of this because the NCAA is going to hammer us. Now you have the president of a university, not the athletic director, the president of the university saying, we're going to basically fight like hell to make sure that Jim Harbaugh is cleared. And then this week they go, oopsie, never mind. Can we just stop investigating, please? We'll take whatever punishment you've already offered us. That probably was an overreaction on our part. That's an indication to me that they feel like something bigger is coming. But
man, can you imagine if the Ravens lose tonight and John Harbaugh is in that post-game press conference and he has to answer questions about, you know, how they've lost this game tonight. And then I hope somebody else raises their hand and say, so yesterday you said your brother was squeaky clean.
Yeah,
and they combed through all his computers and evidence, and they found nothing. Would you like to amend that at all?
Yeah, why?
I mean, we were 24 hours away from that.
Yeah, the Michigan men. It's funny. I don't know if you've seen Message Board Geniuses, the Twitter handle. They go and comb all the college football message boards.
No, what are they saying?
Little sampling of what's already happened in the last 20 minutes or so. Rowdy, a member on the Wolverines message board, said. So we get to be called cheaters forever now for something that can't even be proven except for what some rogue piece of crap did.
Clearly,
to bring the university down.
Clearly, it can be proven. That's the problem.
Right, yes. And again, reminder, this Twitter handle goes out and finds the most absurd things, but this is just a sampling of what Michigan's going. They're going through it right now. It says, can't we all step back and take a deep breath and say we're all still Michigan? Isn't that what it's all about? What a bunch of BS. I'm so disgusted with the lip service and wimpy mentality this university stands for. Another one from Michigan Kitty says, so Michigan laid down. Sadly, it's what I expected from day one. Judges involved Friday. Hopefully they don't get reelected. That's from Alibaba, who tweeted on this. So, I mean, they're all, like, convinced. Again, it's someone else's fault, but it's not Harbaugh. Harbaugh did no wrong.
No, it's the judges.
Connor Stallions. The best that I love is Connor Stallions now. This theory, Connor Stallions is a plant.
Yeah.
And Connor Stallions
Day's payroll in New Hampshire.
He hates Michigan. Despite his parents both being Michigan grads.
It doesn't matter.
And all this guy ever wanted was to help Michigan win. No, he's actually a plant and he hates Michigan. I love it.
He's been turned.
Yeah.
It's like Damian Lewis in the first season of Homeland.
Yeah.
He was a hostage. He was fighting the good fight. Then they turned him.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan Day with his... radio show today. Now, all of this happened before, or I'm sorry, all the news happened after Ryan Day had his radio show, so we don't have Ryan Day talking about any of this. I am not in the studio, so Ted is back there. How you doing, Teddy? Do you miss us?
I'm doing good, Mike.
All right, thanks.
I love that answer.
Do you have sound in front of you? What do you want to play?
I have all kinds of sound here. Would you like to hear from Ryan Day?
I would love to hear from Ryan Day, but you got to tell me what he's talking about first.
All right. Here he's talking about what makes the great Marvin Harrison so good.
Well, I think it's his consistency. You see it in practice. We have to take him off the field. We have to pull him back because he wants to continue to push. And just it's that work ethic. You know, I have to constantly tell him you got to get rest. You know, you got to take care of your body, which he does a great job of. But he's constantly pushing. And, you know, his work ethic is tremendous. You know, he doesn't stop. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps rolling. And so, you know, this time of year, you know, a lot of guys, you know, they kind of downshift. That's not him. You know, he continues to push. And He's not the only guy on the team, but you know, if you're asking specifically about him, I think that's probably, you know, what you notice this time of year. He just keeps pushing.
There was a quote, Teddy, that I heard in one of the sports centers where Ryan Day essentially said, guys on this team like football.
Yes.
Do you know which one that is?
I have it right here.
Oh, look at
you. I think this team likes football. I do. I think they come into the building every day, and it's not drudgery. I've been around teams like that where you got to push them, you got to prod them. I come in the morning, and then there's guys in the building. You know, there's guys watching film on their own. There's guys catching jugs. There's guys in the weight room. It's a good sign when you're in November when guys love football like this and want to prepare at a high level.
Prodding and jugs in the same soundbite. Jen Winters likes it.
I love it. That's good.
All right, Teddy, give me one more. I don't care what it is. Just
all right.
Tell me what it is before you play.
This one, it's a little longer, but it's him talking about Senior Day and how it's very special.
Being Senior Day, being the last home game, there's a lot that comes with that. And, it's you just never know exactly how it's all going to shake out. One of the things that I talk to our guys about a lot is, you know, every game, when you play in the shoe, you have to appreciate it because nothing's guaranteed moving forward. So we start that the first game of the year. Over at the golf course, we sit down and we talk about how you got to appreciate not only the time you have as teammates, because that goes by real fast. When things are going fast and there's just so much going on, you don't really have an opportunity sometimes to stop and just appreciate it. That's what we try to do over at the golf course Friday night before the game. And then make sure you recognize how much you got to appreciate when you run out into that stadium. There's only so many of those. But great to recognize those that put so much into our program and laid it on the line. So Senior Day will be a great day.
Thanks, Ted.
You're welcome.
You did a great job, Ted.
That was awesome. We've got to go. Sorry. I've got more on this Harbaugh stuff whenever
right.
you want it.
T-Bone's falling down the wormhole.
I know,
which
I'm sorry.
Which I appreciate. Because
No.
We need somebody who needs to read up on this stuff. All right.
I know.
So more on the Harbaugh Michigan stuff, plus a college football conference has gotten involved with Vince McMahon and his French pimp mustache and beret and walking stick. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for a 10-minute delay on eastbound I-70 on the east side between James Road and 270. And things are slow eastbound I-70 near downtown between the 71 West Split and Front Street. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Hey, just a reminder to you, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, go and do it, please. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click. Subscribe. Sorry. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. We are live at Hollywood Casino Columbus in the sports book. Stop on by and see us. The big news of the day is that Jim Harbaugh will indeed be suspended the final two games of the regular season. The Big Ten has agreed to drop their investigation. Michigan has agreed to drop their litigation. They're not going to court tomorrow. One could only assume this is because new evidence came out this week that made all the Michigan lawyers crap their pants.
Yeah. The very least, their high-priced attorneys said, we got to look at everything. You know what, Michigan? Probably a good idea to just let this go and not pursue it. And, I mean, that's a lawyer saying, I think you should stop paying me to do this, right? Like, because they could easily put together the case and go through with it tomorrow and all that other stuff. They've basically said it's not worth it to do that.
Well, all the Michigan people said they wanted to. Harbaugh said that he was all ready to go. He was ready to testify and do all that.
I'm just reading through some of this, and there's an interesting little caveat here. Stuart Mandel pointed out there's no technical settlement. Now that's a what would you call it when one party says we'll stop doing this, the other party says all right, we'll stop doing that in a legal battle? That typically is called a settlement,
or a compromise.
Yeah,
I guess out of court.
The idea here is though that nobody filed anything saying we have settled on this. All that happened was Michigan said we are agreeing to remove what we're doing, and then the Big Ten, as I'm understanding this, but from what I'm understanding, the Big Ten is basically saying we're dropping our investigation related to the fact that we now have to go to court. You know what I mean?
We don't have to go to court.
Well, what I'm saying is the Big Ten was investigating because Michigan said we want a temporary restraining order. The Big Ten said, well, if you do that, then I guess we have to investigate. You know, we have to do our legal due diligence here to prepare for this court case. It sounds to me like they're dropping the necessary court stuff because the court case is no longer a thing. But they were never the ones driving this investigation. It was always the NCAA. The NCAA called the Big Ten and said, here's what we found. You should be aware of it. And the Big Ten said, oh, thanks for that. We might have to do our own investigation, but in the meantime, we can rule on this based on what we've got. So I feel like more hammers are going to drop for Michigan. It may not be, like we've talked about, 12 to 18 months away, but yes, this is the big headline to take away from this is Jim Harbaugh is not going to be on the sideline for the Michigan game, for the OSU-Michigan game. He will be watching it from somewhere else. And
by the way, you and I both said a couple days ago, that's not what we want.
No.
You know, and I think if you hook up Ryan Day to a lie detector, you know, he would say that's not what he wants. He wants to go out there and he wants to beat Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. He doesn't want the what ifs if Ohio State goes up there and wins. He doesn't want that. He's like, oh, well, of course you went up there and win this year because he's not there. Harbaugh's not there. Ryan Day doesn't want that.
No.
He's confident in himself and his team to go up there and take care of business, regardless of who's on the sidelines.
Here's the other angle on that, though. If somebody, like, now that he is not going to be on the sidelines, the other obvious counter-argument to that would be the two games that Michigan, let's say Ohio State goes up and wins, then the argument's going to be the two games Jim Harbaugh did win were with Connor Stallions helping them out, and when that wasn't available to him, suddenly they couldn't win anymore. And Ryan Day has beat Michigan prior to this, you know, the first year he was here, then the last 2 years didn't go so well, and then now we're here. So if he goes out and wins after Connor Stallions goes away, yes, Jim Harbaugh not being on the sidelines, I'm sure Michigan people will use that as an excuse, but the reality is that would kind of point to the idea that Michigan benefited. The only two games they've won in this series meaningfully in two decades came because Connor Stallions was cheating and getting you stuff that you didn't deserve. So
yeah, really, if you think about it, you know, let's look at the last victories that Michigan has had in this series. It's been the last 2 years.
Yep.
Right? And it was the fickle year.
Yep.
When everything was in chaos before Urban was hired.
Right. And then before that, I mean, I'm probably misremembering this, but I feel like the only other win they had was that 2003. The year after the Buckeyes won the 02 championship, the 03 season, right? That Michigan game, I think we lost.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That derailed the possible chances of getting to like the Sugar Bowl or whatever it was. So the point is that like you'd have to go back almost 20 years to find a win that you could say, yeah, you beat Ohio State at the height of its powers. So,
well, you know what we can do? Now, I know this is sacrilege for a lot of Ohio State fans that root for Michigan every single game unless they're playing Ohio State. We can all just watch them this weekend as Mike Locksley takes a big giant crap on them.
Oh, that would be so great.
I mean, that would make me very happy.
I would love it. Yeah, you know who wouldn't love it? The TV executives that all want this to be. I don't care what they want.
Hell with them.
I hope they lose this game. I hope they lose the next one. I hope they never get to 1,000. And then they vacate like two dozen of them from the last 2 years. And they have to work all even harder. I hope that's how it goes for Michigan.
A college football conference has gotten involved with Vince McMahon. And if you want to laugh for a second. By the way, Vince McMahon, if you're not aware, I assume everybody knows who Vince McMahon is. But if you don't, he's the head honcho at WWE. And if you want to have a little chuckle to yourself, if you have not seen him recently, just Google Vince McMahon 2023. He's dyed his hair. He has some sort of thin French pimp mustache. He is usually wearing some sort of beret or Manny Acta fedora, and he now carries a white walking stick.
Mm.
And he looks like a wrestling manager, but I don't think it's in jest.
No, it's not. The Big 12, this is a real thing. Big 12 Conference announced they're collaborating with the WWE for the 2023 Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Oh, that's a mouthful. On Saturday, December 2nd at AT&T Stadium, Jerry World in Texas. Through this partnership, the WWE is going to introduce a custom-made championship title belt for the Big 12 Championship's most outstanding player, which they will give to the player on the field following the conclusion of the game, and it will be presented by a WWE star. So you have a pro wrestler out there handing like the best player. Instead of a trophy, they're going to get a belt. Also, apparently on the field, they have a Big 12 WWE combined logo that's going to be featured on the field. I want to remind you, this game already has a title sponsor in Dr. Pepper. So it's the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Championship presented by WWE, sponsored by, I don't know, cocaine? I have no idea. Like, what next? What can you add on top of all that? It's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, the good news is we never do that stuff in the radio business.
No.
We never just, you know, just lop sponsor on top of sponsor until we have no place to put them.
Sure.
Good news, by the way, Jim Donovan is returning to the Browns booth this weekend for the Steelers game. He has been away since week one. He was dealing with leukemia treatment, and there have been a variety of people taking his place. Paul Keels, the big daddy, did it a couple weeks ago. But Jim Donovan is back, and I guess good to go. We wish him well.
Yeah, it's nice to see that is going to happen, that he can get back out there. I can't imagine when, you know, working in this business as we do, you kind of get into a rhythm. You think that you're just going to do this forever. There are days Mike and I probably are tired and exhausted and all that. But
speak for yourself.
I would never.
Scotty Vegas gave me some of his Coke before the show.
That's
today.
Right. Yeah,
I'm wired.
That's two Coke references, one segment. I'm just saying, like, I can't imagine for Jim Donovan, who loves doing this stuff. I'm glad he's able to get back out there and keep doing what he loves.
One reporter admits to completely making things up. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's some slow-moving traffic. We got a five-minute delay on eastbound 161 between Little Turtle Way and New Albany Road. And things are stop-and-go eastbound I-70 on the west side between Mound Street and 315. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half-off traditional wings every Tuesday and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go, sports bar. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. We have completely neglected Would You Rathers today, and I blame T-Bone for that.
Oh, yeah, you should. It's all my fault.
Do you have anything?
I have plenty of them. Let's start off with John. John, who says, my guys.
Ted's not ready.
That's all right. I'm sorry, Ted. I didn't tell you to do that.
You know what? I'll do one for you. Okay, I'll do a live one for you. Ready?
Give me. There you go. Perfect. Would you rather talk to the Wolverine animal or the Wolverine Desmond Howard right now? Who would you rather talk to?
Well, if I scream at the Wolverine animal and tell him how stupid he is, then he's not going to understand me. It's just a Wolverine.
Yeah.
But I can scream at Desmond Howard.
He would understand
that. Depending
on
what time of day it is, he probably would understand me.
Yes. And then he may call up his buddy Herb Street, who would then come in and try to get everybody fired. So that's, I guess we could have that.
He's got no power anymore.
That's true. He doesn't. He's lost that. McRib Fingles?
What?
Fingles. McRib Fingles, thank you, says, would you rather the Blue Jackets have an entire rebrand with new logo, uniforms, and colors for a quote-unquote fresh start?
No, that's not the problem.
Or have to eat all your fast food when it is room temperature. So these are not good options. These are bad options. Which of these would you rather not have to do, I guess? I mean, I don't want to eat my food room temperature. Sorry.
No, but you're not guaranteeing me that if that happens, then the Blue Jackets suddenly become good, right?
No.
Because if that were the case, I would sacrifice the food.
Oh, yeah, but that's not... No, all we're doing is fresh start on the logo. Doesn't say anything about getting rid of Yarmo or JD or any of the people who built this for the last 10 years. Nothing about that.
Do we get to change the name? Do we get to have a say?
Well, it's a rebrand. Oh, do you and I get to?
Do we
I think in that case we would... I'm going to say for the purposes of this, yes. We get to do that. You and I are in charge. We lead up the committee. We take suggestions, but ultimately we have veto power. We get to approve every logo. We can pick the designer if we want to.
One of our magnificent bastard fans just ordered a big piece of cheesecake, and that looks delicious.
Yeah.
How is that thing? Good? All right.
It's good. Now, see, I was having a conversation with you, and then I saw you just go, and drifted out completely because you saw cheesecake walk by.
She seductively just walked right past me with the cheesecake.
Yeah, well,
that's what I was looking at.
I got
it,
but I'm just saying.
She's wearing a very timely Browns Baker Mayfield jersey.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a conversation with you, and you're talking about cheesecake.
All right, fine.
Just talking cheesecake. You want another one?
I would name it the Columbus Dongs.
I know you would.
That's what I would name the Blue Jackets, the Dongs.
That's good. I like it. Yeah. Bang that dog.
Who cares? We're just going to talk about Carissa Thompson, right?
Yes. What do you...
She can wait.
Okay. Let's see. Cucho Divot says, my robust muchachos.
Tell them about it, JoJo.
Thank you,
Sorry.
Teddy.
Thank you, Ted. Would you rather drink the amount of beard paint that Ryan Day uses in a week's time, body shot style from his belly button? So he's saying Ryan Day colors
the beard. I don't think Ryan Day colors the beard.
Oh, I think
I don't think he does.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I hate to break that to you.
You don't have to break anything to me.
That's happening. Jen, am I wrong? He's coloring that beard a little bit, right? I'm not saying it's like my beard that's just completely
gray. What are you asking Jen for? Because she dyes her hair every day?
I dye my hair, but he does not dye his hair. He does not dye his beard.
Oh, no, Jen was shaking her head. No, I thought maybe you thought...
No, he does not dye his hair.
Okay.
He looks good whatever he does.
Okay.
Well, that's true.
Keep the beard.
All right.
Now, fine. Pubes he dyes.
Okay, good. All right, so would you rather drink whatever it is that maybe he's using none. So the answer is none.
Yeah, none.
Or drink the amount of milk that Jim Harbaugh consumes in a week's time, baby bird style, from his mouth.
No. See, I know that idiot's drinking
gallons.
Milk.
Gallons of milk.
He's got like a goat outside the yard. He just sidles right up. Saddles?
Sidles.
Sidles?
Sidles is the word you're looking for there, I believe.
Well, saddling up. You can saddle up, too.
No, that's saddling up your horses. You don't saddle a goat. Have you seen a goat? They're small. What kind of goats are you talking about? You have
big,
to put a saddle on them.
Big,
veiny goats you got out there, the girthy.
Why do they have to be veiny?
Because they've got udders, the veiny udders. Yeah. You've seen those things. They got some veins on them down there, yeah.
It goes right to the source.
Yeah.
Pasteurized is for P-words.
I actually like to think he gets a very tiny goat, flips it upside down, and just squirts it up into his mouth. You know, that's how he drinks
and
from the goat.
And then all his adopted children just line up.
That's right.
And come suckle at the teat.
Well, because he said he'll adopt anybody's kid who wants it. So I assume he's got hundreds.
Anybody who doesn't want a kid.
No, who wants him to adopt their kid. Right. So I assume he's got hundreds now. I mean, that has to be an offer people are taking him up on.
All right. Carissa Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about her and how she admitted to just lying to all of us.
She was on the PFT Commenter and Big Cat podcast and said about the idea that when she talks to the people on the sideline, sometimes she doesn't get the info she wants or she doesn't get the interview at all, but she's tasked with giving a halftime update. So she said, this is her solution for it. She said, I've said this before and I haven't been fired for saying it, but I'll say it again. I would make up the report sometimes because, A, the coach wouldn't come out at halftime, or it was too late and I didn't want to screw up the report. So I was like, I'm just going to make this up. Because, first of all, no coach is going to get mad if I say, hey, we need to stop hurting ourselves. We need to be better on third down. We need to stop turning the ball over and do a better job getting off the field. They're not going to correct me on that. So I'm like, it's fine. I'll just make up the report. Now,
she says she said this before?
Well,
when did she say this before?
So she has a podcast with Aaron Andrews, and 2 years ago on this podcast, they both admitted sometimes we enhance what the coach said because he was very brief, and we just, you know, if it's like, hey, coach, would you mind if I said that you think that you got to minimize mistakes and do this and this and this, and the coach will say, yeah, that's fine. And so they're like all running right. a statement
well,
by
that,
him.
That I can understand.
Yes. Now she's saying, sometimes I just flat out didn't have anything and I would just make up what the guy said, but it would be something innocuous that I know he wouldn't get mad at. Isn't that kind of an admission that these
yes.
halftime interviews with coaches are largely irrelevant?
And yes, and every journalist that I've seen today, no one is coming to her defense.
Nope.
They're all saying, what the hell are you talking about? Look, if the coach doesn't come out and talk to you, then you just tell us. I wanted to talk to the coach. He didn't talk to me. But here's my take on what I saw
yeah.
in the first half. If you want to fill your time, you have a thought, right? I assume just go ahead and give your take.
Right. I don't know what would be so bad about saying, you know, this is the third time in a row that we've come to Green Bay and I've tried to talk to the coach and he will not give me an answer every time I wait for him at halftime and he does not come out here. So, sadly, once again, gang, I'm going to have to tell you, there's nothing to report. So, back to you. That fills the 30 seconds. And then, I mean, that's all it is. Have you ever heard anything at halftime that is groundbreaking?
No, I mean, you know, sometimes we have the sound bites in our system about John L. Smith like yelling
sure,
at the halftime interview. It was like, we're playing great and our coach is screwing it up.
Yeah.
Maybe
right.
Teddy can find that. And we had the little thing from Shiano from earlier this season, where in hindsight it looks like he's talking about Michigan stealing his signs.
Yes, but at the time we had no idea what that meant.
Right.
I'm saying for every maybe one of those, you have 100+ that are, yeah, you know, if we just, you know, get off the field on third down, you know, it'd be a lot better. Or we like what so-and-so's doing out there right now. Got to get him more involved. Or, you know, just basic stuff that anyone watching the game could go, yeah, correct. You do need to do those things. I just think sometimes this is done, I feel like, because
remember that time,
they
though?
Need a minute on the broadcast. And so they just said, let's put a lady down there who looks attractive and ooh, have her talk about it a little bit.
Remember that time where Kirk Ferentz, though, during the halftime interview, said, free R. Kelly? During his halftime interview?
That's right. Yeah,
remember
that's
that?
Right. I do. I remember that. He was also big on getting Meek Mill out of jail, too, now that you mentioned
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so,
I'm just saying, sometimes you get little nuggets.
Right.
Hey, you don't. Jen, if you could pardon one person out of prison, who would it be? Would it be R. Kelly?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. He's the worst.
Well, I'm giving you the ability to pardon one person.
I can't think of anybody I'd pardon.
I'm trying to think who's been wrongly
like,
imprisoned.
Who's been wrongly imprisoned?
I mean, I feel like Meek Mill was, but then he got out. So
like,
we're good now.
Lil Wayne, he had his problems.
Is Lil Wayne in prison?
But he's fine. He's not in prison anymore. I have no idea. That's a very complicated question.
I feel like someone's in prison that we should pardon.
There's probably thousands of people that should be pardoned. We just don't know their names. Yeah.
No, but I mean someone notable
you, you
that
know,
we
who,
can pardon.
Who we should go and ask?
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, she
that's
has
her
the
whole life issue. Like, her life now is
yeah,
finding these
prison
people
reform.
Been, yeah, wrongly imprisoned. And she's helped to get a lot of them freed.
Yeah, that's right.
Look,
she
look
does
her.
Do that.
Yeah.
That's good.
I hope she wins a Nobel Prize.
Good Lord.
I do. When they that's combine right. it with good deeds and ass sculpting.
There you mm-hmm. go.
She's
that's
going
right.
to win.
Goodness.
Degenerate T-Bone is next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
I say we free Joe Exotic. I think we forgot about him. Anyway, there is an accident on northbound High Street at Campus View Boulevard. Police are on scene, so things are a little slow right now around that area. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go sports bar. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
It is a Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at manandbone971. Also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. We are live at Hollywood Casino Columbus, inside the sports book. where the big story of the day has not been Michigan and the Big Ten settling things and Jim Harbaugh agreeing to the two-game suspension. Well, works out to be three-game suspension. Yeah. The big story today, kids, is how we have afternoon hockey in Sweden.
Yeah.
The Ottawa Senators jumped out to a 4-0 lead, and the Red Wings have just come right on back. It's 4-4. This is riveting.
Yeah.
This is riveting hockey, and I think every single afternoon we should have some sort of Nordic Swedish hockey fest.
Well, I agree with you on that. I like there being mid-afternoon games just because, look, even if you're at work and you can't watch it, you can bet on it.
That's
right.
You can
gamble.
Here
so
at
you
the sportsbook.
Right. So I'm just saying you could take a lunch, come in, put your bets in here.
I think the Blue
sports
Jackets,
book at Hollywood Casino,
even without a game scheduled, should go back to Finland. They just go there
and stay,
and they leave
and just stay
certain
there.
Members there.
That's right.
You can fill in the blanks of who they leave. Maybe someone who was born there.
I agree. You know what? The good news is I'm happy for all the chefs in Sweden who are at this game, who are enjoying riveting matchup.
Nice,
the Swedish chefs.
Muppet.
My guys.
Reference.
Yeah.
All right, Degenerate T-Bone, let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bones.
T-Bone.
T-Bone's Picks for the Weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites. Providing the finest care anywhere. OhioHealth.com/finest care.
Bone. Well, man, we have some Thursday night football, as many around us are aware, and certainly all of our listeners are aware. Bengals and Ravens tonight. That one in Baltimore. The line is the Ravens by 3.5. Now, I know you took some action on this game.
I did. I took the Ravens to cover.
And if I was going to touch this line, that's where I would go. I am a little nervous about it just because it seems like, to me, this could be a close game for four quarters that is settled by, you know, something right at the end, and that could mean you're at like a one-point, you know, type of deficit. So I'm a little nervous about the line. But I do like the over on 46.5 points. Now, that's a little high for an NFL game. And I will say, I was
That's
talking
a little with, high for Iowa's season.
True enough, it is. I was talking to Matty Hayes, our resident Ravens fan, who was feeling like this is going to be a low-scoring game. I feel the opposite way. Both these defenses will give up some points tonight. I think could be a bit of a shootout. I'm going to take the over on that. I'm also looking at Ravens running back Keaton Mitchell, who lit up the Browns last week, and also the Seahawks the week before with some big runs. His over-under for yardage tonight, 37.5 yards. John Harbaugh talked about how last week he regretted not getting Keaton Mitchell more touches in the second half. He had one in that entire game where they were kind of not doing everything well on offense in the second half. They should have got him the ball more. They did not. He says he regrets that. So I'm going to go ahead and take the over on his 37.5 yards. One touch could be all he needs. He is fast as hell, but I like that. If you don't like that one, the other one I would look at for Keaton Mitchell is his anytime touchdown number of +210. That's not a bad amount that you could get, and I do think he's likely to hit the end zone. Plus, the Bengals defense, they give up over 500 yards to the Texans. Would be on this whole offensive chart. If there's any player you feel like is bound to have a big game, I would take a serious look at the over in this, because I do think both these defenses will struggle. I do think the offenses will get going quite a bit in this game, and that's why I'm also going to say Joe Burrow goes over 255.5 passing yards. There is the thing now that
he's got perhaps something wrong with his throwing hand.
There's a picture out there, a video that was deleted by the team that had him wearing a little brace on his hand. I'm going to say that is a smokescreen. It is not real. I think this Ravens defense is a little bit overrated personally. Mike McDonald's defense, they've benefited from playing an injured Burrow, injured Deshaun Watson, injured Ryan Tannehill with a backup in there as well. C.J. Stroud's first game, three more backup quarterbacks. That's what a lot of their numbers are based off of. Joe Burrow, meanwhile, has thrown for at least 257 yards in four of his last five games and averaged in those games 296 passing yards. So I like the over on the passing yards, 255.5. And finally, some NHL action for you tonight. I have to take a second to have a mea culpa on a guy by the name of Connor Bedard. Remember earlier in the season when we first started talking, I said, you know what you should do? Take the under on everything with this guy. Take the under. Bet against him. I think he's overrated, overhyped.
Well, you didn't.
Friends,
that,
Romans, and countrymen, I'm here to tell you,
I like
this
how,
man is not underrated at all. Now, I was dead wrong.
First, it was Rimmer.
Yeah.
Rimmer was doubting him.
A little bit.
And then that was short-lived.
Yeah.
Then you doubted him.
Yeah.
And now that's short-lived.
Yeah.
Let's stop doubting him.
I'm not. That's what I'm doing. I'm admitting when I was wrong. I have to be able to admit when I was wrong. So 13 games played for him, 9 goals, 4 assists. He's everything they said he was and more. Him scoring tonight is at plus 160. Blackhawks to beat Tampa is plus 155. I like both of those. The Blackhawks are playing a little bit better. Tampa is playing terrible. Their offense for most of the season has come via their power play. Do you know what their power play percentages for Tampa this year?
Better than the Jackets.
Well, that's not hard to do. It's top 5. They are 30.5% on the power play, which most people looking at them, most of the hockey experts I read say that's not sustainable. I tend to agree with that. The other thing that's done, though, is kind of paper over the fact their offense has been it's been gross and bad. So I think
their offense has been genitals in your face.
It's been gross. I didn't know that's what that sound meant, but I'm glad you clarified. So anyway, Chicago has a decent penalty kill as well, so I actually think they can slow down Tampa, which has been not hard to do of late. I'm going to take Chicago to win, Connor Bedard to get on the board. Just to get a goal, it's plus 160 for him. So those are my picks.
Good luck.
Do the opposite of what I said.
Thank you, Bone. Former NBA players could be going to prison and more on the Michigan settlement, not settlement, with the Big Ten Conference. That's coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for a 10-minute delay on eastbound U.S. 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. And things are slow westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
Bone?
Yes, man.
You know where we are.
I know where we are. We're at Hollywood Casino Sportsbook.
Test you. Yes, right. Hollywood Casino Columbus and their sportsbook. It's where we do all our banging. And where you should do all your banging.
Mm-hmm.
12,000 square foot sports book, 2 big walls of TVs. We have live Swedish hockey going on right now.
That's right. Well, it's NHL hockey in Sweden, but yes, you're right.
Somebody just ate a big, giant piece of cheesecake. If you too want Swedish hockey and cheesecake out the wazoo, please come to the Barstool Sportsbook. It's not Barstool anymore.
It's
Hollywood
Casino. Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino.
That's right. I'm stupid.
It's okay.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem. Call 1-800. Who cares?
No.
Or I'm sorry.
1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-GAMBLER.
A couple thoughts on this hockey game. By the way, Detroit and Ottawa. It's tied up 4-4. Do you know who the goalie is for Ottawa who let in all 4 goals?
Corpy.
That is correct. And that's not... Sometimes you hear that from Jackets fans. Who are like, hey, what if we had Corpy back? It's like, yeah, what if we did? That's probably where we'd be.
You know what it says on the back of Corpy's jersey, though?
What does it say?
Better than Elvis.
That's my new favorite band. Not better than Ezra. No, better than Elvis.
Better than Elvis. Everybody's better than Elvis.
True enough.
Although,
I like that.
I got to tell you, when Corpy wins the Vezina Trophy one day...
Oh, is that going to happen?
No.
Okay.
But if he did...
Yeah.
You know what type of look he'd have on his face?
I'm crying.
The same look as if you told him his dog had just
died. It's constant, like I'm about to burst into tears.
Yeah. It's just his face.
It has nothing to do with his mood.
you'd wonder if he ever got presents as a kid. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. You don't know.
Are you okay?
This is the greatest day of my life.
Okay. What did I tease for you? Oh, former NBA players could be going to prison. So, Glenn Big Baby Davis, you're aware of him, right?
Yeah, of course.
And former Lakers player Will Bynum are facing jail time. They were found guilty of health care fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to make false statements, and conspiracy to commit health care and wire fraud yesterday for a scheme centered around the NBA Players Health and Benefit Welfare Program. Apparently, they were scamming healthcare systems. This healthcare system that was put in place to take care of retired players, they were said to have submitted false insurance claims to be reimbursed for medical and dental services that were never received.
Wow.
And they could get up to 10 years in prison on this.
You know, that might... I don't know. I don't know what they're contending that they did not do or how this went out, but that sounds like the type of thing when you've got, like, what did they say, conspiracy and wiretapping? Or not wiretapping, what was the conspiracy?
Wire fraud.
Wire fraud, that's right. Those are things that make me feel like you're going to go away to jail for a long time for things that seem probably minor in the grand scheme of things, but they're not. They're important crimes that you get punished for.
But, you know, you and I have had this discussion before where it's, you know, like, oh, so-and-so was punching his girlfriend and threw her out of a moving car. He spent 2 weeks in jail.
Right.
Ted DiBiase stole some Mississippi money. He's eligible for 137 years in prison.
That's right. Ted DiBiase Jr., the wrestler's son.
Is senior all right?
I don't know what's going
okay?
on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he... You're right. He may have done it, too. I'm not sure. All I know is I would probably settle. If they're coming at you with conspiracy and wire fraud and all that, just see if you can get a settlement where you just maybe do, like, I don't know, 6 months, and hopefully you get the nice jail, the federal, like, the white-collar jail. I don't know. Go to that one. You don't want to go to the, like, place where they're putting all the axe murderers. You don't want that one.
Our fearless leader, Matt Fishman, who is the program director here at the radio station, he, very supportive boss, came out to the broadcast today, got a seat right in front. I know he's still here because his laptop is there and open.
Yes.
Yet he is nowhere to be found, so I know he's taking a crap. And if one what?
Parking lot bocce ball. Maybe he's that started. Maybe he's got that started out there.
But what
I'm
saying is Scotty Vegas is sitting right there next to Fish's laptop. If Scotty Vegas wanted to make Fish's life miserable, he could do some damage on that laptop right now. All
right? That's right. You could just send some emails out that have his address on it but are not actually from him.
Is it locked?
Yeah. Oh, it's locked.
Oh. The password is, I'm a stupid Cubs fan. That's the password.
It is actually true. That's right. And you know what? This is not going to be helpful on the air because we don't have a visual, but I walked into Fish's office when he first got here, and there's a ball sitting on his desk, and it looked like...
I knew exactly what it was.
It looked like a softball that had been slightly enlarged, engorged, you might say, larger than what it usually would be, but it was smoother, and it did not feel the same as a softball. I wasn't sure what it was, and he said, you know what this is? And I said, no. And then you walked in, and you're like, oh, that's a whatever it's called.
It's
what is this
softball.
Thing?
This is Chicago softball.
Chicago has their own softballs. I did not know this.
Yeah.
This is a weird thing I was not aware of.
Because in Chicago, we had to make softball where you could play it without wearing a glove.
Why did you have to do that?
Because we're so fat and drunk
that
we wanted to be able to play it even in our most inebriated state.
Okay.
You know,
couldn't put a glove on the hand? You just would
no,
have to...
No, we can't have that. So we made the ball a little softer...
I see.
And bigger, so we can, you know, really, really hit that bad boy.
But it wouldn't do a lot of damage.
Exactly right.
I see. Okay.
So we could just stand out and...
right.
That's the noise we'd make, too.
And yeah,
then
okay.
Corpy comes in and cries. And
that's right, yes. So when I found that out, I realized there's just the little parts of life that you don't get. You and him grew up in Chicago, and you instantly knew what that was. Katie, who works up in our digital department upstairs, she knew what it was because she's also been in Chicago. No one else in the building knew what it was. I find that fascinating. Do we have a Columbus thing like that? I'm thinking, like, I've lived here my whole life. I don't think we do. We have weird things occasionally, like having trick-or-treat not on Halloween.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's a weird thing.
That's a Columbus thing.
Yeah, but that's not happening as much anymore.
You know,
it still happens
a
little bit.
Too, and it's not weird to me now because I've been here for 20 years but I was the guy who grew up a Buckeye fan who didn't live here.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
So then when you get here to live, you realize that the term "Go Bucks" is kind of like when you go to Hawaii and it's aloha.
Right.
It can mean hello, goodbye, you're awesome, I want to do it with you. Like, it can mean a million different things. Like, you just go out to the grocery store, and instead of saying goodbye, you just say, go Bucks.
Yeah.
And no one questions it.
Yeah. Someone could say, how was your coffee, sir, that I brought you, as the waiter. The waiter could ask, how was your coffee? And you'd be like, hey, it was great, go Bucks. You know, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, he really approves of it.
British people do that with cheers. Which I was like, oh, cheers.
Yeah,
like, well, we're not drinking. Cheers.
I've adopted that, sadly. I say cheers more often than
you're a douchebag.
I didn't mean to, though. I didn't know that was a British thing.
No, that is a British thing, because now people who want to be Euros say stuff like that. Soccer people.
That's fair. Although, when we asked what band or what album it would be that would represent you
yesterday. I picked the British band.
You picked one of the most British things
you could
pick.
I did.
In Oasis. Which I went and listened to the whole album this morning. And you know what? No notes. Great.
Really?
I have no complaints. It's
okay.
It surprises me. Is it the first thing I'm going to listen to because I like some stuff that's a little heavier than that?
Well,
But I really like it for what it is. It's awesome. Like, yes, thank you for recommending that, because I've never sat through the entire album.
That could be the greatest compliment that you've ever given me.
Really?
And you once told me I was hung like a horse. That could
be a miniature horse, to be fair, but a horse nonetheless.
Absolutely. A pony.
Yeah, a
pony that was in some sort of horrible accident.
Hung like a My Little Pony.
Right.
Really, I think the phrase I used.
A pony that was in a rail car accident. All right, what should we do now? You want to do more of this Michigan stuff? Do you have more information?
Because
10 seconds today, it's like, actually, I dug into this.
No,
it says that there's no settlement. In fact, it was an agreement.
Well, if you haven't looked at all this, I'll just recap for people who are joining us and maybe haven't heard all of it. The quick upshot on this is that Michigan agreed to drop their lawsuit. The Big Ten said, we feel like you should do that. And they've presented stuff to Michigan. Now, Michigan says none of that evidence ties anything directly to Jim Harbaugh. And the Big Ten said...
Must tie it to somebody.
And the Big Ten said, well, no, here's the latest I did see from Nicole Auerbach, who's been covering this, and she obviously works for NBC and covered the Big Ten for years. She says that, per a source in the Big Ten, the settlement or the agreement basically is that they currently have nothing that ties Jim Harbaugh to anything. And there will be no further punishments for Michigan after this thing today from the Big Ten.
From the Big Ten. The NCAA guarantees nothing.
Yes. But the Big Ten is saying the only thing that would change that is if they see evidence that ties anything to not just Jim Harbaugh, but any of the on-the-field coaches.
I see.
And I feel like what we would then want to do is send to Nicole Auerbach and the rest of the Big Ten all the videos of Connor Stallions going, I think they're running it. And then you see all their guys going, run, run. Like, he is tied directly to... He's standing right next to them, whispering in their ear. And the info he's giving them, we know, is stolen. Now, the whole argument is, yes, but did those coaches know it was stolen? Well, frankly, they should have.
Right.
They should have.
Well, I know, but that's the technicality they're going to get off on here.
They might get off with the Big Ten on that. NCAA rules say it doesn't matter if you should have known or didn't know or weren't aware. Your job is to know. Your job is to, if this guy is being paid by the school and is getting this info and you're using it, doesn't matter if you didn't know. That's not an excuse. So I think they're cooked as far as the NCAA is concerned. But still a chance if they beat Ohio State, they could go to the Big Ten championship game and Harbaugh could be back on the field.
I don't want to hear it.
I know.
It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at manandbone 971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Can you give me a quick Would You Rather?
Yes, I can. Let's see. Butter of Beans and Butter says, my big fat fatties.
The kids are playing their tail off and the coaches are screwing it up.
There we go. Thank Good you, job, Teddy. Ted. Would you rather have to have would you rather have 19 kids or be Amish? And not fake Amish, where you have an electric bike and ride in cars and shop at Walmart. You are allowed to use a phone from 3 to 6 on Monday through Friday, so you can still do the show.
Oh.
Could you imagine?
No, I don't want to do the show
if I'm
Amish.
Could you imagine doing the show?
I'll take the kids. I'll take the
That's
kids.
Right.
I'll get them like making clothes in the basement or something.
I've got three. What's 16 more?
What's
16 not that much
more?
Right?
Where are you going to watch your sports next year? That is a big question. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident on the right side of southbound 71. After Polaris Parkway, police are on scene, and there is a five-minute delay on 270 northbound on the east outer belt between U.S. 33 and I-70. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with the Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. It is Would You Rather Thursday. Tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text us 614-787-3093. Maybe you're saying to yourself, Common Man, you sound different today. Sexier.
You do. Well, I don't know about that.
It's because we're at Hollywood Casino Columbus inside the sports book. And if you're saying, you know, I have plans today. I can't get down there. And look, it's the last hour of the show. I don't have time anyway. Good news. Next Friday, Black Friday, we're going to be back out here doing the show live 3 to 6. So you spend Thursday with your family. By then, you'll just want to kill yourself or them. So then Friday, come out here and see us.
I like that. And you know what? By next Friday, we may be celebrating the downfall of Jim Harbaugh. He may be completely out of
Michigan.
I thought
we were already doing that.
Well, he might be out, because you brought this up yesterday about different coaching situations where we've talked about, like, Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
Right? Where he's in UCLA.
Yeah.
They're bad.
He's going to get fired.
The thought is he's going to be fired sooner than later because why? What comes up in mid-December? Your first national signing day of the year.
Yeah.
And you've got the one in February. Teams can't wait on this, man. If Jim Harbaugh if they think there's going to be some additional punishment coming from the NCAA, and I'm guessing they will be working the phones with the NCAA, Michigan will, to say, please tell us if you've got more and you're going to hammer us in the next couple years. We'd like to not do that. We'd like to show that we want to comply and do whatever you need to do. So maybe that's a time where they encourage Jim Harbaugh to pursue his NFL opportunities.
Maybe,
and he does.
Santa
so.
Himself will be on the naughty list.
Oh.
Santa Ono, the
that's
president
right.
of Michigan. Because
yeah.
real Santa's never on the naughty list.
No,
I mean,
of course not.
He's the one who makes the list.
Of course. That's how that goes.
Hey, Teddy. How you doing back there today?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Is that just your standard line now?
It's a great phrase.
Yeah.
It really is solid.
Do you have your pants off?
I do not. Why would I have my pants off?
Everybody's gone.
Yes,
there's nobody there. I mean, why even have your pants on?
Well, Ryan Baker's running around. I don't know if he wants to see any of that.
Well, his pants are always off.
His pants off.
I asked Ryan Baker, because I've never seen him not wear shorts. What temperature does it have to be for him not to wear shorts? And he said, there really is no temperature. It could be below zero, he will put on shorts. Now, if he's outside hiking, which he would never do.
Says you.
Well, come on now.
Maybe.
He said then he'd put on some. But if he's just going from the car to the radio station, shorts all the time.
I mean, I understand the logic of dressing for the environment you're going to spend your eight-hour day in, not dressing for the environment you're going to spend 30 seconds in, right? Like wearing.
Well, right, but there is a certain level of cold. Or even just getting in the car then, waiting for the car to heat up. That's brutal.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't like to be cold, but I do like wearing shorts. I don't really know how to rectify those two statements because...
No, I know how to rectify it. I like wearing soft clothes too because we're fat, ugly dudes.
That's right.
We have nothing to prove.
It's comfortable. Shorts are comfortable. They're way more comfortable than pants for me.
No, I went out last Saturday for lunch with the girls, and I just wore my, you know, sweatpants. And Kristen says, you know, I'm sorry, I have to do the voice.
Yeah.
You know, in your 20s, you were very staunchly against sweatpants in public.
And I said, yes, I was.
You were.
Now I'm not in my 20s. I'm old and fat, kind of rich, so I can put on whatever clothes I want at this point.
Yeah.
I've reached that stage in my life.
Yeah, the term we used to use for that was giving up. Now the term is acceptance. It's right. The same thing.
Not giving an F.
Right, I have
no more Fs to give.
Exactly right. It's six of one, half dozen the other. But I appreciate that. That is personal growth on your part. And if you're not going to judge people on that, then good.
That's why I say, Ted, when we're not there, take your pants off.
All right, sounds like a plan. I'll do that next time. Well, next Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, next Friday. It's a no pants Friday for Ted.
All right, here's some tidbits for you. The Major League Baseball owners have approved the A's move to Vegas. It was unanimous. They will leave. All right.
That's nice. I'm glad they all stuck up for the little guy.
Well,
there.
I mean, there still can be something that happens between now and then where they decide to, you know, leave the colors and the team name in Oakland, perhaps Major League Baseball decides we're going to leave it there because we may expand back into that city, give those people something. I don't know. But it's officially been approved. Also, Major League Baseball likely to adjust the pitch clock from 20 down to 18 seconds with runners on base starting next season. It's still going to be 15 seconds with runners off base, but they may move it down to 18 seconds. They're saying that's likely. Also talking about cutting mound visits down to 4.
I like how they're just taking everything that they say. Would this speed it up even a little, like
yeah,
a minute
that's
more?
That's fine with me.
Let's cut out all the unnecessary pauses in baseball. There's some that naturally are going to occur in a game, but some of that stuff is not needed, and I agree with you.
Sinclair, the parent company of Diamond Sports, who operates the Bally's RSNs, say they plan to shut down the company at the end of the 2024 Major League Baseball season, okay? So next October, there will be no RSNs as we know them in those markets. Obviously, we have that here. We watch the Cavs and the Jackets and Reds and the Guardians on Bally's locally here. The Guardians may be off Bally's even sooner because they and the Texas Rangers have missed payments. And so they're saying they may not even start the season.
By meaning that Bally's has missed payments to them?
Correct.
Okay, right.
Yes,
I was going to say,
the team has not missed payments to anybody.
They don't pay anything. I'm just clarifying that when you say they miss payments. They miss payments to those two teams. Those teams are saying...
So the Guardians may have to figure something out sooner than that. But every single team that's under the umbrella of a Bally's RSN is going to have to be out of the Bally's business by 2024... October of 2024, and that, of course, means Cavs and Jackets as well.
I mean, we've been saying this since last hockey season, basically in the spring training time for Major League Baseball teams. What is the plan with the RSNs? How can they possibly go through another season? I didn't think we would see the Jackets or the Cavs or any NHL NBA teams on these RSNs owned by Diamond Sports Group because of the bankruptcy thing. Yet we are in that situation still for one more year, it appears. But I guess it's good to finally see something that we've been seeing and we've all understood to be the case, that this thing was not long for this world, and yet somehow it kept going. Now we're finally seeing, all right, they have to come to some other conclusion. I'm curious to see what that is. If it's just some other entity buying all of this and trying it again, I can't imagine that.
This sounds like a failing business proposition. Right?
Right. So then what does that mean? Does that mean the NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball take these things over and run them themselves?
They may have to do that on an emergency basis with some of these teams, but, you know, you may have, the Red Sox and Nesson.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe they say, well, we know how to run our business.
Sure.
We're not losing money. You can't force us onto some sort of Major League Baseball streaming service like Apple TV has with Major League Soccer. Right? I mean, I don't know what the solution is.
Right. Well, what I mean is, I wonder if Major League Baseball would say, for the teams that need it, we'll run this. We will foot the bill.
Well, right. They're going to have to.
And then we'll make it available in ways that local markets can get it. I'm just saying, there's going to be a lot with this the next, you know, 6 months. You're going to see a lot of announcements, I'm guessing, because teams are not going to sit idly by and wait for this to happen.
Would You Rather is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident on the off-ramp to Westerville if you're traveling westbound on 270 on the north outer belt. And there's a 10-minute delay eastbound I-70 on the east side between US 33 and Bryce Road. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go, sports bar. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Pondering life's stupid questions.
What if C-A-T really spelled dog?
It's time for Would You Rather.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
The best Would You Rather, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to Massey's Pizza. Massey's Pizza, the perfect pizza taste. We are out at Hollywood Casino Columbus in the sports book, but that's not going to stop us from pondering dumb questions.
Boom. That's right. Johnny Gray on Twitter, who's actually sitting right to our left here at Hollywood Casino Sportsbook, said, would you rather have home site playoffs in college football
yes.
all the way to the championship game, yes. and including the championship game, or eliminate all blackouts in all of sports? Like, no more blackouts, no more restrictions. The games are on. They're all just available no matter what.
That is interesting.
Yes.
However, don't underestimate my desire for home site playoff games.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it just makes the game that much more fun.
Yeah. I think I would take the same thing. I'd like to see, man, can you imagine Ohio Stadium hosting a national championship game for all the marbles?
I can't.
I would lose my mind. All right. Tyler says, my guys.
Doing good, Mike.
Thanks, would you rather see Meat Chicken punished by having... Now, this was sent in before the Harbaugh announcement came down. Would you rather have Michigan punished by having Jim Harbaugh allowed on the sidelines, but he must be sitting on an actual stallion for the entirety of each game to symbolize riding Connor Stallions to success? Or would you prefer he feed and stand behind said stallion and then have to clean up?
He'd probably enjoy both of those options, right? He would take it as some sort of personal challenge.
That's right.
But I'd rather him clean up the poop.
I actually think it would be hilarious to watch him sit on a horse and then try to maneuver it out of the way as, like, football players are coming near him. Chris says, mi amigos.
Mr. T-Bone?
If something had happened to Panama Ted and you have to have a new producer by the people you imitate on the show, would you rather have the real queen returning from the grave,
nice.
Guy Fieri, Jeff Rimmer, or Yarmo join the show and guide you each day?
Oh, queen.
But she'd be useless. Because we'd say, hey, Queen,
can I tell you something? All those other names are useless.
Well, fair enough.
But at least we'd have royalty in there.
Yeah, that's
Yarmo wouldn't be, hey, Yarmo, what should we talk about on the show?
Pickleball.
Yeah, right. Talk about the Blue Jackets.
How awesome I am.
Yeah.
Look at my abs of steel.
Good thing he doesn't do that now, Mike. Braden says, T-Bone, you can be 16 again, but you're a female that works at Spencer's with a creepy boss that smells your hair.
Yes.
And you have to fabricate an abusive boyfriend to escape, then live your life however, or would you rather lose 10 years off your life, but you get to relive your favorite week ever?
First of all, I want to point out that she was 16. I was 18. It's not like I was 32 years old smelling her hair. Okay?
It still doesn't sound right.
And there was a mutual thing going on.
I see.
Yeah. I was trying to save her from this abusive relationship.
Yes, that's
right. She's probably
right.
Dead in a ditch right now. If she would have let me smell her hair, she'd probably be alive today.
That's again, the way you're saying all of this does not sound the best. I would.
All I wanted to do was cut it off and make a wig out of it and put it under my pillow.
Right. That's just crazy. I'll work it. I pretty much am doing that now. I'm a younger version that he smells whatever hair I have left. Working at Spencer's. That's not
beard
going on.
Hair.
That's right. Jordan Spieth.
Oh, I don't have the energy.
Says
for
my
it.
Guys.
And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion.
That's right. Would you rather hang out with Scotty Vegas all day at the casino or with Tito all day? Doesn't matter the location. Oh, Vegas. Scotty Vegas, of course.
Vegas.
A, because he's here looking
and
at us as we're
also,
saying this.
He's not Tito.
And also, yes, much more importantly, he is not Tito.
Right.
Josh says, my fellow Harbaugh haters.
Shoo-choo!
Would you rather do a whole show debating with a delusional Michigan fan trying to convince them that their school actually cheated, or have Desmond Howard as a guest on the show once a week until Michigan wins a national championship, a.k.a. forever?
Can we just scream at Desmond Howard?
I mean, we could.
I would actually like to have Desmond Howard on to berate him.
Yeah, every week. That would be great. And then it would just end with him saying, you guys don't know what you're talking about, and
all right,
laughing in our face.
See you next week.
Yep, that's right. Meat Sweat says, my fellas.
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Dead.
Would you rather Ohio State never has another Heisman winner ever again, or within the next 10 years, the team up north has a two-time Heisman winner?
Ooh.
So we never have one, but they never have a two-time Heisman winner. Or we could have a Heisman winner, but they definitely get a two-time winner.
No, I don't.
No. They can never have a two-time winner.
I would sacrifice it here. By the way, I read some comments from Archie yesterday saying they're like, I'm ready. I'm ready for another two-time winner. No, you're not. Stop it.
I mean...
Go to the grave.
He did have a nice little humble brag in there. He was like, I'd love for someone to join me. I've been waiting a long time, haven't I? It's like, yeah, that's right, Archie. You tell him.
Only two-time Heisman winner.
You tell him.
Fish is looking at me like, why are you telling Archie to go to the grave?
No, you know what
I mean.
No. Live forever.
Yes.
And as the only two-time Heisman Trophy winner. That's what I agree with you on that. Gennaro says, my Candyman.
Who steals the cheese grate?
There we go.
Ted's pulling up his pants.
He said, I'm shocked it only took weeks, but the nerds were the last candies eaten from the Halloween bounty. Is a picture of said nerds. Would you rather take your favorite candy or the field? Quality over quantity. Mars bar all day for me. I don't know what that means. I'm sorry, Gennaro. I don't know.
Oh, he's saying you get the entire bag of candy, but your favorite candy's gone. Or is it just your favorite candy and you have no other varieties of candy?
Mm.
I want the field.
Really?
I want the variety. As much as I love the Reese's peanut butter stuff, if it was just that all the time, I think I'd get sick of it. I need, like, some Skittles and Starburst and crap like that.
That's fair. I've never been a big fan of the fruity candies, as much as I like the chocolate and peanut butter stuff. So if you said all the Reese's stuff is there, but everything else is gone, I'd take that.
I asked you this yesterday, I think, because I was eating a lemon Starburst.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's the best candy in the world, but is there a candy that gives you more of a fruity taste explosion?
Yes.
Than a fresh Starburst?
No, because Timmy Hall said Skittles, and you guys argued about it.
I was talking to Tim. That's right.
That's right. Yes.
And it was like a lemony orgasm in my mouth when I had a bite of this thing.
We've all been there. We've all been there. Chad says, "Would you rather have the crew move to another city, but the Browns win 5 straight Super Bowls?" Or the Browns move to another city and the crew win 5 straight MLS Cups.
That's more on bone.
You know, I mean, listen, this is. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, and I don't care. I told you from day one, I still mean it. The team that I root for the most in all my sports fandom is the Columbus Crew. They are based in Columbus. That other team is based in Cleveland. See you, Browns. Have fun wherever you're going. Crew are going to be 5-time MLS Cup champs. Can't wait. Code Monkey says, my fellow peons.
What the devil are they doing at the scorer's table?
That's right. With corporate overlords finally hearing the show, they decide to rename it to something more fitting. Which would you rather they change the name to? And he has a bunch of options here. 1, Afternoon Nonsense. 2, Two Dopes, One Queen. 3, Some Sports, Some Queen, Mostly Food. 3,
these are
4,
these are lengthy names.
Mutilated Manhood. 5, Hashtag GTH. or something else you like. That's not really a would you rather if you end it with or whatever
that's
you
just,
like.
Right, that's just choices.
Okay. So I that's would not
with,
a would you rather.
I would go with mutilated manhood.
That's same.
I can see that on a poster.
That's also
And I can also hear big voice guys say mutilated manhood.
Yeah, I'm seeing them in concert next week.
Mutilated manhood?
Yeah, Dirty Dungarees.
So they sound like this?
That's right. Exactly right. Three-legged stallion says, "My guys,
you're going to see Graham, Cox. I mean, they're all just going to be like, hey, I got him. No, I got him. I want that sack."
Would you rather have your dominant hand amputated or be forced to have a cowboy hat surgically attached to your head for the rest of your life?
What about sleeping?
It's surgically attached to your head for the rest of your life. I guess you got to figure that out. You sleep on the side and get one of those ones that's like foldy on
I
the side.
I think I would have my dominant hand amputated.
Well, you know what?
It's a funky adventure.
The interesting thing about that is you're never without the dominant hand. Because then when you lose that one, the other one has to become the dominant hand because it's the only one that's there.
And
it's
you
the
know
only
what?
Hand you have.
It's.
I know. I got it.
All right.
We got it. Everybody got it. From the minute he sent that tweet,
what
we all got it.
What is the best-selling Billy Joel album of all time?
What is it?
The Stranger.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. I've heard it said before that another term for that is distributing some free literature. Have you ever heard that? No?
No.
That's what it's called. I'm doing a motion. You can't see
it
unless you're here.
All right, pick a winner.
Let's go. You know what? That last one got me with a chuckle with the I just like the idea of a cowboy hat stitched to your head. Three-legged stallion, congrats.
Three-legged stallion gets a $50 gift card to Massey's Pizza. Massey's Pizza, the perfect pizza taste. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's an accident on the right side of eastbound I-70 on the east side at Livingston Avenue and slow-moving traffic southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine-in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Are we talking to anybody, Teddy, or is it just...
Oh, yeah, it's a good question. We should have asked that.
Why wouldn't you be talking to people?
Everybody's
tuning in and listening.
I'm saying to you.
Oh, you mean in the studio?
Yes.
Yeah, in the studio, Ted.
No, Ryan was in there, but he had to run out to get ready for his 6 o'clock update.
Oh, all right. There we go.
Anyway, but they do Ryan have Baker a 30-minute CBJ, pre-CBJ Buckeye show tonight.
Yeah, shorty.
Right, did we wake you up, Ted?
No,
it sounds
why?
Like you're like rubbing your eyes, like you got like your little koala bear stuffy and your sleeping cap on.
We had a little bit of an emergency back here, so things.
What was the emergency?
Who was going to take over the board at 6 o'clock? We didn't
have anybody scheduled.
Oh. No, we did, but there was confusion.
Oh, okay.
And evil bald Colin has taken over for me. Timmy's fault? No, I don't think it's Timmy's fault.
Okay.
This is good.
You know what? It's somebody's fault. Damn it. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
I will say, this is something that motivates you like nothing else in life right now.
Is to find out what's going on?
Whenever something is wrong in any facet of life, if you're involved, it's, I got to find out who to blame.
I am going to find out.
And I'm going to make sure we get it settled as to who it is. Now, that person may or may not hear from you, but you are going to find out who's wrong.
They're going to hear from me. They're going to hear from me. All right, anyway, Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Then it's Jackets time. Jackets and Coyotes at 6:30. If you want Bengals and Ravens tonight, we're going to have it on 1460 ESPN and the Fans HD2.
Yes.
All right.
Mike, you like people who hold a grudge.
I love it. Look, forgive and forget is one of my least favorite things ever. Or, you know, living your best life is the best revenge. No, screw that.
Mm-hmm.
Holding on to hatred and letting it fester inside of you, that's healthy. Keeps you alive.
Well,
you know, if you got nobody left to hate, just drop dead. It's over for you.
Yeah, if you found that you truly love everyone. I mean, again, you can hate, like, evil, right? There's evil people in the world. There's always evil people in the world. So if nothing else, even if you're a pretty lovey-dovey person, there's still someone who's, like, not like that, who's oppressing someone or being mean in the world.
And that's
you can hate,
right.
You can hate that person, hate even that if you person. Won't be able to. Or you can hate, like, your neighbor. You know, like, the next-door neighbor
I
that
think
you can just, like, really get frustrated with.
I think everybody needs to really hate at least one family member.
Oh, yeah. I think that's
there's
a good
no
call.
Way that you like everybody in your family. No way.
No. I agree with you on that. Well, here's a story of a bit of a grudge that is carried over and actually is affecting a former NBA coach. So also former ESPN analyst Mark Jackson is not going to be able to broadcast Knicks games for MSG this year. The network, obviously their local network, Madison Square Garden network. The team banned him from the team plane, hotel, and bus, according to the New York Post. Apparently, an MSG Network spokesman said, "We weren't able to work something out this season to get him on those places." The reason for this, so he was going to fill in on games when Clyde Frazier could not do it, when Clyde Frazier could not be on the broadcast, which he usually is, Mark Jackson was going to be the fill-in. However, Knicks president Leon Rose said, "Absolutely not." And the reason is because they got a complaint from Knicks assistant coach Darren Erman. Darren Erman used to be an assistant under Mark Jackson when he was the coach of the Warriors in 2014. And when that was his job, Jackson fired Erman over a, quote, violation of company policy. ESPN later reported that Erman secretly recorded conversations of meetings involving coaches, both coaches-only meetings and meetings between coaches and players.
That seems like a fireable offense to me.
Well, he is contending that that did not happen, and he was wrongfully fired. So they never settled this. It's never really come up again because the two of them don't work together, except now Mark Jackson wants to be on these broadcasts, and he said, "Oh, hey, it's that guy I hate. Screw you." And so he has requested that not be a part of it, and Mark Jackson's not going to be a part of it.
All right.
So I'm just telling you, that's a long-running feud. That goes back to 2014. So a little bit of a juicy thing in the NBA there. I like
it. All right. Back page. Let's do it, Teddy.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I didn't think I was going to do the show today or have a moment on the show where I would tell you about what songs Stephen A. Smith likes to have sex to, but this is what, in fact, I have in front of me. Stephen A. Smith's show on Wednesday, Mike. What do we call Wednesdays on our show?
Wildcard Wednesday.
Ah. On Wednesday, Stephen A. Smith said, "Hey, listeners, why don't you send me, like, any question you have, and I'll read them on the air and answer them for you."
Sounds familiar.
Sounds like somebody listens to the show and is ripping us off. Get me some water, Patrick. Try that next time. How about that? Anyway, Stephen A. was asked, "What are some of your favorite sex songs?"
Okay.
That was a question from a listener.
Let's hear him.
He said the following are the songs that he enjoys. Troops, All I Do Is Think of You, Luther Vandross's A House Is Not a Home, Teddy Pendergrass, Turn Off the Lights, Prince, Adore, Jodeci, Cry for You, and finally, he said R. Kelly, pretty much every song in his catalog, and this is a Stephen A.'s quote, "It's okay, though, because he's now in jail." No, it's not. I'm going to just say
it's okay because
it's
he's
not
in jail?
I'm going to say it's not okay, actually. I'm going to say, but you know what? That's Stephen A.'s list. If you have complaints, you can email him. I'm sure he'll read it. And Draymond Green has been suspended 5 games by the NBA. The Warriors forward, who is a complete jerk and has always been and continues to be, is now going to face this 5-game suspension after grabbing Rudy Gobert around the neck in an unsportsmanlike and dangerous manner. This is according to Executive Vice President Joe Dumars in a statement for the NBA. So he gets a five-game suspension for that. Not great.
Thank you, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
Buckeye Show's coming up next. Jackets time at 6:30. We are back tomorrow for a big Friday show, and we are back here 1 week from tomorrow for another Hollywood Casino broadcast. Be sure to join us. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's an accident blocking the two right lanes on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 33 and Sawmill Road. Emergency crews are on scene. Traffic is stop and go on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Feel confident in your pet's safety while experiencing the convenience of Invisible Fence brand. Customized for you and your pet's needs, patented fence technology is paired with hands-on training from certified pet trainers to give your pet the safest freedom possible. Learn more by visiting InvisibleFence.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening, I'm Ryan Baker. We now know that Jim Harbaugh will not be on the field next weekend when Ohio State heads up to Ann Arbor for the big game. That's because Michigan and the Big Ten have settled their litigation this evening before the hearing tomorrow. And Michigan and Harbaugh have accepted the three-game suspension handed down by the NCAA. We've got hockey on the Fan tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop. The Jackets hoping to break a six-game slide when they host the Arizona Coyotes. Boone Jenner playing his 674th game. That ties Rick Nash for the most in franchise history. We've got basketball, women's basketball, over on 1460 ESPN as the Buckeyes host Boston College. This one brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, give him a call at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
yeah. Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them like in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way, but I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That
doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of
just
course.
The tooth fairy. You don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me
just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's, yeah, that's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flip and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the, that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.